We're only 2 weeks away from the kickoff to the NRL season, and the Canberra Raiders, they didn't make the finals last year. They'll be looking for an improvement this year, and joining us on their line is their co-captain this year is Jared Croker. Good morning, Jared.
Hey, boys. How's it going?
Yeah, going well, mate. We're here at a venue that you would know quite well, Clubman Engle, Tabcorp Park.
Beautiful spot, isn't it, mate? It's good. It's an exciting week down there. I'm actually heading down there Saturday night, so... looking forward to it. I've already seen on social media a few of the big guns going around for a run this morning, so looks good down there.
Give us an update, mate. How big's your stable at the moment? Because you split them, don't you, between the standard breds and the thoroughbreds?
Yeah, I've got a fairly fair-sized stable at the moment. I think I've got about 10 of the trotters, mate, and three gallopers. So I've actually got a big weekend. We're waiting on the nomination. The fields today to come out for the country championship race in Goulburn. I've got one nominated in that, so we're waiting to hear on that, and then if we get a run in that, we'll go to that first and then head down to Menangle for the night. So it's a big day.
Wow. What's the name of that horse, mate?
Napoli. Napoli. Early trains, it's there.
Right. And is any of the other boys, you got them involved? Any of the Raider boys?
Yeah, I do. With Napoli and also one of the two-year-olds in the race Saturday night, Sammy Williams, a part of them. And then there's a couple of other boys, Shannon Boyd, Elliot Whitehead, Dickie, a couple of them boys have all got one of the trotters who's she's in the paddock at the moment, but she'll be back in racing in a couple of weeks.
Now we know that Sticky is a guy that takes losses to heart. How does he go when the horse doesn't win?
He's all right, mate. The one bloke that whinges, and he whinges about most things, is Elliot Whitehead.
He's a bloke. Oh, really?
Okay. He can't cop it. A win's at $1.30 and he's cranky. And then she doesn't win, he's cranky. He's a hard man to keep happy.
It's the old punter's lament. Lucky enough to be chatting with Jared Croker, co-captain of the Canberra Raiders. Mate, you unfortunately not the end of the season you wanted, mate, with that injury, but how's the pre-season been and how are you on track?
Yeah, I'm all good, mate. I played a full 80 minutes in the trial game last week against the Dogs down at Bega, so I got through that all unscathed. The knee's all good, mate. It's ready to go. It's been a long pre-season. It's been very physical and very taxing and pretty tough, but I'm sure there's 16 other captains on the exact same situation. So, we're not going to come out and say we've trained the hardest or anything, but it's certainly been a very tough pre-season. And I just know the boys are at that stage now where they're just, chomping at the bit to get out there and get amongst it.
Yeah, what was the review of the trial? How did you play? How did the team play? And in particular for mine, Jack Whiten. Yeah, starting at six this year.
Yeah, look, it was really good, mate. Jack and I, and I think our new fullback Chance, were sort of the only three blokes that played the full 80 minutes, which we were probably needed to. Jack needed a full hit out at 5'8 there, and he went really good, Jack. You know him as good as anyone, Loz. He loves that front-line defence. He loves that contact. He's a physical boy, and we've seen him set up a couple of nice tries there in the second half. It was sort of a tale of two halves. Down in Bega, we actually started quite well, and then the Dogs got a bit of a roll on, a bit of momentum, a bit of an intercept try, and they had a fair breezy on their back, and then flipped over in the second half. We sort of used that breeze to our advantage as well, and just grinded away and got the win. But I'm sure both coaches would be pretty happy with both their sides, to be honest. Although the Bulldogs were pretty good up front early on. They played some good footy early too. It was good to see Kieran Foran back out playing some good footy, so I'm sure both sides got a lot of positives out of it.
He's 1.58 you don't want to be running at. That's one
whack.
He's a great front on defender and he loves it. He just soaks it up. But has he got a kicking game, Jack? Is it 5'8"?
Yeah, he does, mate. Okay. He's a left footer. He's got a nice kicking game for a. Okay. He's done a lot of practice on it too. He's done a lot of work. He's out there every day. Before our field session, doing a lot of kicking with Josh Hodgson. So he's certainly got a kicking game. The one good thing with Jack, he's got Aiden Caesar and Hodjo, who are both really good kickers. I've even, I've worked myself on a bit of a kick down the short side, so he can throw me the ball, being inside me. But you're right, he's a strong defender and he's a really good man to have inside you, put it that way.
Yeah, that'll be unusual having, because Aiden's left-footer too, isn't he?
Yeah,
two left-footers in the halves. I don't think they would have, can't remember two left-footers in the halves.
Left-footers, mate.
Yeah, well, they're always an advantage to have one.
Yeah.
What about two?
we'll make it work, mate.
Oh, I'm sure you will. What about your forward pack, mate? You lost a lot of size in the off-season, but you've gone for that sort of trimmer looking player and more mobile player?
Yeah, very mobile this year, mate. We still got some big boys. I mean, Josh Papali's no midget, but yeah, we got, you know, Papa, and then Denamis Louis's been training well. Ryan Sutton's come over from England. He played with Wigan last year. He's really impressed us. John Bateman's the one who I'm really looking forward to see playing. He's a lot smaller than I thought. He's only about 92 or 3 kilos. But
Where will he play, mate?
Mate, he's probably, for us, I'm imagining he's going to be more of a 13. We've got Elliot Whitehead and Joe Tarpin in the back row, who are pretty solid back rowers. So I'm imagining Johnny will be more of a 13. He skips across the field a lot. He sort of fends and bumps and shrugs out and, you know, gets across the field. And, you know, a little bit of, you know, sort of Anthony Watmo sort of shape about him.
Yep.
So I'm excited to see how he goes. He didn't get to play on the weekend. He had a bit of a side strain, but he's all right to go for round one.
Yeah, he's he comes overseas with big wraps on him.
Yeah.
And young Ryan Sutton, young front row, obviously played with Wigan. I know that Ricky's pretty excited about him.
Yeah, he goes well, mate. He's fitted right into to our system as well. He's a hard-working sort of bloke. He slotted in nicely there, and he's come over and trained really hard and worked really well, the positive thing for us, we've got guys like Emre Guler and Jack Murchie and Corey Horsbrough who are really, you know, pushing guys like him and Luke Bateman and that for those bench spots. So it's that was a pleasing thing to come out of the trial as well, was how well our young middle sort of stood up. So it's we've actually got some real good competition for spots in that middle and that forward pack. So it's only makes Ricky's job harder, but it's a good position to be in.
Yeah, as a Raiders supporter, it was frustrating last year when you got yourselves in position to win games and you didn't go on with it and gave up leads. And
there was no Josh Hodgson there.
Yeah, I know. But what's changed this season and why won't that happen this year?
Yeah, well, at least in the trials, they've done the opposite. We've come from 20
good sign.
Good sign. Good
sign. We've flipped it around. But look, we've done a lot of hard work on it. We've had a lot of discussion about it, I guess, more than anything. And, you know, with our leadership group, we've identified those areas and separated some key roles for leaders in the side. And, you know, there's no excuse for last year. It wasn't good enough, but I was still, you know, losing Josh Hodgson for the first 15 and then Jack Whiten for the last 10. Just, you know, it didn't help at all. But like I said, no excuses. We had big enough leads in those games to win footy without those guys in there. So, look, we need to work on it a lot. We've worked on it a lot, but I guess there's no real answer to it until we come out and do it, I guess. So we just have to, you know, wait and see till we do it in round one.
Fantastic. Well, you've got a big year coming up as far as the Raiders concerned, but also a big weekend with your thoroughbreds and your harness racing horses. So, Jared, we know everyone's going to enjoy Menangle, and if you get out here, you'll see Jared at the country championships as far as the thoroughbreds are concerned. Then a big night. This is like the old days, going to the horses during the day and the trots at night. Jeez, Jared, you must have deep pockets, buddy.
Yeah, no, I'm hoping to after the weekend. This isn't excited at all, put it that way.
Good on you, mate.